a bloody good team. Written by Mira Mira and read by K-Burb. This is a Dragon Age Inquisition fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It features the relationship between Iron Bull slash Dorian, and is additionally tagged with vampires, innuendo, flirting, mild gore, and background character death. Well, Malika said faintly, surveying the remnants of the smugglers' camp in the valley below. Harding did warn us this expedition might be different. As they watch, one of the creatures dragged an unconscious dwarf away from its fellows and began to feed. Its pointed features and grayish skin reminded Dorian of a cross between an elf and the things from the waters of the Fallowmire, except that its motor control and expression of relish as it wiped the blood from its mouth was far too alert for a corpse. He almost edged forward to get a better look before realizing it might be best not to risk attracting attention yet, or make the Inquisitor regret not bringing Solace if she was going to get killed for the sake of intellectual curiosity anyway. Makers taint, Varric groaned. Not these guys. You've seen them before, Dorian asked. They pop up every now and then in Kirkwall after a particularly bad demon infestation. If they weren't already undead, I'd say they have some kind of death wish, the way they always went straight for Hawk whenever they spotted her. He began rummaging around in his pack. Hang on, I think I've still got some of the special bolts we came up with for them. The rest of you might want to see if you've got any Silverite blades or ready some fire spells. Silverite's not really my thing, said Vol, with what Dorian could almost have sworn was a bit of a tremble. Malika, on the other hand, was already pulling out her best knives, the ones that always seemed to ripple with flame just beneath the surface of the runes. Just cutting their heads off works too. Ah, there we go. Varric pulled out a quirl that more closely resembled a tiny, sharpened stake and loaded it. Come on, Bianca baby. Let's go take down some bloodsuckers. He charged down the hill, but was quickly overtaken by Malika, her knives blazing. Bull hung back. Oh, is the big bad Cunari scared of a little blood? Asked Dorian, in lieu of traditional reassurance. It can't be the undead part. You've been training alongside me too long for that. You know I don't like it even when they're on our side. Oh, dear. This was serious. He gave Bull's upper arm a squeeze as his staff flared to life. Don't worry. I'll crisp them before you can get within reach. Bull grunted, hefting his axe. You don't? You'll be the first one I bite. Promises, promises, said Dorian with a shiver decidedly not born of fear, and set off after the others. The end.